Jake Spaulding with you as once again it's time for the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat here every single Thursday on 103.9 KNZA. Presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Houlton. Community Healthcare System, the Houlton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and the Farmer State Bank in Houlton. Time to talk with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And coach, coming off of a big dominating win last week, you guys took care of business against the Horton Chargers, now sitting 3-0 on the season. Let's just recap a little bit, if we could, of last week's contest against the Chargers. What seemed to work so good for your guys' team as you guys jumped out the gates really strong once again?
You know, defensively, I thought we did an exceptional job in the first half with the offense that they run, that double dive, wishbone, and flex bone type of offense. We really needed to do good on first down to try to get them behind the sticks, and I thought we were able to do that. And we were able to run our offense pretty well, execute pretty well. And the one thing I really, really liked about the first half is, you know, we got them pinned down with, I think there was 2 minutes left or a minute 30 left, something like that. And we had two timeouts left. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it might not meant a lot. And it might have made some people mad on the other side of the field, what we were trying to do. But we were thinking of it out of the aspect is we got to run a 2 minute drill. We need to get the ball back and we need to try to position ourselves to try to kick a game-winning field goal if push comes to shove, you know, late game in the half or late game into the game to get into that situation. So that was good for us to get in that situation. And it was good for us that we did not execute it well, because now we know we have to work on that a lot more. And John was able to get a kick off, but we were able to not block it real well up front. And that's on us. You know, earlier in the game, we had to burn a timeout because we had the wrong personnel out there on a specific formation. So that's on the coaches. We need to save a timeout for that late game situation, and we'll learn from that as well. But we rushed out on the field, and I think we got the snap off with like 5 seconds left, and we were rushed a little bit, and we didn't secure the inside of their kick block, and they ended up blocking it a little bit. But John redeemed himself there in the fourth quarter and was able to kick in a field goal. So overall, we were happy with the first half and happy we were in that situation. So maybe next time we'll treat it differently.
Talking about that contest against Horton, it was a 53-0 victory for your guys' squad. And you guys rushed for north of 300 yards in that game. That did have a running clock in the second half. Tell me about your successes that you're seeing up front on your offensive side of it, being able to rush the ball that efficiently.
It's just very, very nice that up front we have people that have been starting there since their freshman sophomore year, and they might have taken some lumps there their freshman and sophomore years, but when you're talking about Max Watkins, Anthony Galata, Cash Robinson, Jace Doyle, J.W. Moore, you are talking about people that have been through the ringer. Then you put in there Tegan Bauhey, Austin Zeller. We really, really have a mature football team, and it looks like that just from the rushing totals. Titus had 4 carries for 139 yards. Cade had 8 carries for 104 yards. Those are our two main running backs in that spread formation that we go to before we go to the wishbone set. And, you know, 12 carries for 243 yards is exceptional. And that's just credit to the offensive line. They're really, really maturing. They're really, really coming together, you know, after that Riverside game where we struggled a little bit against that size. And we were able to formulate a good plan against the Mar Hill team and then, you know, sprungboard that into Horton. Hopefully we can do that this week as well.
When you look at the league standings as they stand right now, Jackson Heights at the top of the league with that perfect 3-0 record. Is that something that is important for your squad and for even you when you guys are starting to get through this league schedule here, especially early on now that we head into districts? Is that something you guys keep your heads on?
Yeah, you always want to try to win the league each and every year. It's more of a pride thing to win the league. And then you go into the districts and then hopefully springboard that into the playoffs. But it's almost like three different seasons. You know, you have your season where you want to win the league, and then this week it's a league and a district game. So it's double importance. And then we'll play Valley Falls and JCN in the district/league to end the season. And hopefully we can, you know, win that league title and hopefully springboard that into a district title in the long run into the playoffs. But it's one of those things where you really, really have to go week by week, because top to bottom, I think this league is better than it's been in the past, especially when you add a Riverside and Troy into the mix. Two great coach teams. Well, they execute everything very, very well. Horton's been on the up. McLeod has been on the up. Valley Falls has been on the up. You know, JCN, getting the second in the state last year. Overall, the league is tremendous, and, you know, it's always an honor to win this league, because we know each and every year it gets tougher and tougher.
Well, you've done it five times in your tenure at Jackson Heights, and this year poised to do it, to hang up a sixth league title. We're going to talk about this week's matchup against the McClouth Bulldogs. They come in at 2-1. We got more with Coach Caleb Wick after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats. We talk Jackson Heights football with head coach Caleb Wick. Coach, as we are getting ready for this Friday's contest, you're taking on the McClouth Bulldogs, who are coming in at 2-1, a team that you referenced in our previous segment as they're on the up, and last year proved that, and this year a lot the same for the Bulldogs, coming in at 2-1. What are you seeing on film as you prepare for the team?
They're a great football team. You know, they're bringing back two all-league backs and a couple all-league offensive linemen, and they are physical. They get off the ball. They run an offense that is very, very hard to stop. You really need to be assignment sound, gap responsible, and you can't see, or you can't have your eyes in the backfield. You just got to read your keys. And just by watching film, they are well coached. They really, really play hard. They really, really come downhill offensively and defensively. And it's going to be a tall task for us here on Friday, but hopefully, you know, being at home, being a first district game, hopefully we'll be ready to go. But overall, it's going to be a very difficult game for us.
Yeah, you talk about first week of district play, and you referenced about the multiple seasons that happen throughout one football season. And what's it mean to finally get into district play here in week four?
It's great. It's one of those things where the preseason's over. Now it's for real. And we're not, you know, downgrading the first 3 weeks of the season. They were quality teams, very good teams, to be honest with you, that we were able to execute and get the W's in. But this is really what affects your seeding when it comes to the playoffs with Keisha and the new system that they're really putting out there. And they're very, each game is very, very important, no matter what the outcome is. If you lose by 6 points compared to losing by 8 points, that could be a swing of a seed. Or if you win by 6 points, win by 8 points, that could be a swing of a seed. And seeding is very, very important when it comes to this new playoff system. So, you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere, a great game, and we're just looking forward to it.
Game at home this Friday against McClouth. It's a 1A District 3 matchup against, again, Jackson Heights and McClouth, two of the top three teams in that district. You referenced the new seeding with Keisha. If you don't mind, just give me your thoughts on this new playoff structure that the KSHSAA has implemented for this year.
Well, it's a little funny you ask that, because, you know, going into the season, all of our coaches, and I don't, maybe a majority of the coaches around the state thought it was just going to be the regular playoff system where you take your district seating and then they put you in your little pods like you usually do, and you just play it out and go from there. But, you know, we got on the Keisha website before the season even started, and my assistant coach gave me a ring and was like, "Coach, they had it seated out 1 through 16. So I got on the phone with Mr. Lentz there at Keisha, and he reiterated that they're going to do that this year, but they are going to use the district champion teams will be seeded 1 through 4. Your district runner-up teams will be seeded 5 through 8. District third place teams will be 9 through 12. And then your fourth place teams will be that 13 through 16. And it's going to be seeding criteria is just like 5A, 6A, or 6A, 5A, and 4A, with the differences that we stated above with the districts. And district placing is going to be the top priority, and then it's the 8-game win-loss record, and then the last one would be that head-to-head results from games of teams being considered for that seed, and the last one would be the marginal point differential. So usually with our district play, it was minus 21. You really wanted to get to that 21 points to get as many points as you want, as you could. Now the differential is minus 13, so 13 points. So it's, I mean, every game matters. Every point matters. It's going to be a little different from us. And the biggest thing is, it says the higher seeded team will host each playoff game. So if you're the one seed, you get to host every single playoff game at home. So that's brand new for us, but that would be very, very beneficial for anybody that's in that situation to, you know, win a district and then be that number one seed. And the twos and threes will get majority of the home games until hopefully they, you know, get later on in the playoffs and get a higher seed. But we're really, 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 just like everybody else in the state, is trying to gun for that one seed right now to try to get that home field advantage. Think of it like an NCAA tournament where like a one seed would play a 16 seed, so on and so forth until you get a champion. I think it's going to be exceptional. I'm really for it. I've been for it for a while. I think we're going to get a lot of new matchups. There might be some more travel involved, but this is football, and this is the eastern part of the state. You might have to travel 10 miles. You might have to travel 200 miles, but I think it's great for this sport, and I think it's great for the state of Kansas.
So every game means a whole lot more, Coach. Good luck this week in week one district game, again at home against McClouth on Friday. Good luck, best of health to you, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. The Cobra Locker Room Chat every single week is proudly presented by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, as well as Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton, and the Farmer's State Bank in Holton.